Well, a new city program in Anchorage is training childcare providers and parents on what to look for in household products so they can avoid potentially harmful ingredients. Last week, the city swapped over 300 children's nap mats believed to contain chemical flame retardants for new ones as part of the program. Alaska Public Media's Amy Mustafa has more.
Katie Lynn O'Brien was among the childcare providers who attended the training. She's the owner of the Creative Learning Preschool in Anchorage and a mom.
I'm a monkey.
Oh my goodness, you are a monkey.
O'Brien says she was initially at the training for the free mats, but found herself taking notes to pass along to other parents.
It was concerning, especially knowing that a lot of the hazardous chemicals are in children's toys and in things that we buy for a child, thinking that it's safe and it's not. And so that was really concerning.
The city's training and mat swap are part of a larger commitment several cities have made to do more to protect their most vulnerable residents from exposure to potentially toxic chemicals. It's called the Bright Cities Program. Anchorage signed on last year. George Martinez is with the mayor's office. He says the educational component was a natural step for the municipality to commit to.
Our commitment to the young people of our community and to families who are raising children is to do everything in our power to be a safe and healthy environment for our kids.
The city partnered with Alaska Community Action on Toxics for the training. Pamela Miller is executive director of the organization. She says keeping kids safe includes encouraging people to swap out mats that may contain chemical flame retardants for ones health officials believe are better alternatives. She cites a 2018 study that found nap mats were an important source of flame retardant chemicals in indoor dust.
So simply by removing these toxic nap mats, we're greatly reducing exposures to chemicals known to cause harm to children.
The city passed an ordinance earlier this year banning four groups of chemical flame retardants from children's products and furniture, but the ban doesn't go into effect until next year. In the meantime, childcare providers like O'Brien are putting information from the training to use.
The next step is just making it a habit to check things when I'm at the store. We have the new mat, so I don't have to check that. So just slowly making the changes necessary to keep everybody safe.
If the pilot is successful, Alaska Community Action on Toxics will look for funding to buy more mats and potentially expand the program statewide. In Anchorage, I'm Amy Mustafa.